Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebfe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo right now an 11.5-point favorite over at BetMGM, and that total is sitting at 50.5. And with that game, and because it's an island game, we want to hear from the real ones. But we're telling all the real ones, if you're really a real one, go onto the YouTube page. And not only just subscribe, but go into the YouTube chat and let us know your favorite bet for Thursday night football. It could be a side, a total, or a prop. But let us know in the YouTube chat. If it's not in the YouTube chat, we're going to ignore it. Like, that's where we're at now. We got to go to those measures. Like it's only from the YouTube chat. Go engage with it, because we know we have a ton of you out there that listen to the show. So engage with it. Let us know. And like, please include the rationale, and we will tip. Okay, we're back. But I just want to let folks know. For some reason, I guess the internet decided, hey, they don't want to hear me talk about YouTube anymore. But once again, let us know. Side, total, and prop over on YouTube for Thursday Night Football between the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. But let's go ahead and get into what we plan to talk about tonight. And that is the NFL awards as we head into week three beginning once again with Thursday Night Football. And yesterday on the program, we had our breakdown of MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year. And tonight, or I should say this afternoon, we're going to go ahead and talk about Coach of the Year, both rookies, and Comeback Player of the Year. And I want to start with Coach of the Year because I do have a bet in this market to be made this week. And we have to begin, as we always do, with the favorite, that being Colts head coach Shane Steichen. Now, Steichen is at plus 650 to win Coach of the Year. And they're like one of the big stories in the NFL through 2 weeks. Everyone is raving about the job Steichen has done with Daniel Jones. We have Indiana Jones and all of that. So the vibes just seem to be really, really high for Indianapolis. And right now, at 2-0, the Colts are 4-point favorites on the road on Sunday against Tennessee. So if the betting market's correct, this bad boy is going to keep rolling along. And we might see 3-0 Indianapolis if the betting market is right and the chalk prevails, which, oh, by the way, that's been happening all throughout the season. It's all been chalky. But the upcoming schedule for Indianapolis, pretty manageable. Like, you, after this game on Sunday, you got at the Rams, which is a hard game, but it's home against the Raiders, home against the Cardinals. At the Chargers, a little bit difficult. Home Titans, at the Steelers, you know, they start playing Renegades. Stuff can get a little bit weird, but should be manageable. Like, you could see how the Colts might run off some victories. Now, is Steichen a bet right now? No, I think the move has happened. Like, if you were a believer in the summer, good for you. If you were a believer after week one, good for you. But I would never recommend, hey, you need to bet plus 650 right now. There's way too much season. And who knows? Like, we've seen, like, teams get off to these 2-0 starts and all of a sudden fall flat. Like we don't need to be reminded of New Orleans last year. So like, let's just kind of like pump the brakes a little bit on like crowning Indianapolis as your AFC South winner, and also pump the brakes a little bit on like needing to have Shane Steichen to win Coach of the Year and jamming that and having FOMO. Don't succumb to the FOMO. We'll all be okay. Just relax. And there's other guys that we could bet who could potentially join Steichen at the top of the list. Now, a couple of interesting names that I wanted to bring up because I've seen them move in the market, but these are never bets for me. And that's with two teams who are thought of as big-time contenders and through 2 weeks have been really, really impressive, that being Matt LaFleur of the Green Bay Packers and Jim Harbaugh of the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, LaFleur right now at BetMGM is plus 900. I would never bet this dude. Like, we all know the equation and what the formula is to winning Coach of the Year. You want that 4+ win improvement. The Packers won 11-6 last year. And maybe they go 15-2. Maybe they go 16-1. But at that point, like, they're going to get so many other awards. I don't think LaFleur is winning Coach of the Year. Like, Love's going to win MVP. Parsons is going to win DPOY. Like, Halfley is going to win Assistant Coach of the Year. Are they going to also give LaFleur Coach of the Year? Like, I don't really think that they are, even though he's well-regarded by other people in media. Like, I think he's just kind of missed his boat. It's unfortunate, but that's where we sit right now. I would never bet LaFleur at the price of 9-1. Jim Harbaugh. I mean, he had the improvement year last year. The Chargers were what, 4-13 in 2023? They go 11-6 in 2024, and he got like two votes. I would never recommend Harbaugh at 11-1. They're awesome. They're going to be awesome, but like, that guy's just not going to win. Other guys will have much more compelling cases to be made. And that leads me to the guy that I have bet this afternoon and would recommend everyone else doing so as well. New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. He's 15-1 right now at BetMGM. Last year, the Patriots, 4-13. So the 4-win improvement, I mean, it's right there. If they go beyond that, we're really cooking there with like a 10-win team for New England. Like, that's a 6-game improvement. He's going to be in the door when people talk about Coach of the Year. And also, too, people want to recognize Vrabel as a great coach. He's won this award before because he's never really had like the big-time quarterback. And this year, he's got the young quarterback in Drake May, who last year we all saw play losing football. If he plays winning football this year, who's going to get the credit? It's going to be the head coach in his first year, Mike Vrabel. Now on Sunday, very high leverage game. 1.5-point underdog at home against Pittsburgh. I like New England in the game, so that's why I like this bet. If they get to 2-1, look at the rest of this schedule. Home against the Panthers. Why not 3-1? At the Bills, that's rough. Probably 3-2. At New Orleans, they could win that game. 4-2. At Tennessee, revenge game for Vrabel. Why can't they be 5-2? And then it's home Cleveland, home Atlanta. Like, there's a good chance we could be talking about the 6-3 New England Patriots, who would already have exceeded their win total by the time we get to the midway point. I love Vrabel this week because of this high leverage moment against Pittsburgh. I think they improved to 2-1. I think Vrabel starts to get back into that conversation where he was in the offseason when everyone expected the Patriots to improve year over year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's other guys that we can get to, but there's just so much of the season left that let's see how things play out. But the guy that you need to bet this week is Mike Vrabel at 15 to 1. Let's get to Offensive Rookie of the Year because we have co-favorites with Oroy, and that is with Raiders running back Ashton Jeanty and Colts tight end Tyler Warren, both of them at plus 425. Now, I would never recommend betting either of those guys. Like, it's hard to bet that price at plus 425 with a player that you've seen play two NFL games. Now, Warren's been awesome. He's going to be a big part of this Colts offense with Daniel Jones and Shane Steichen. Like, that's pretty clear watching through two games. Jeanty, you know, hasn't lived up yet, but it's only two games. Like, I would be interested in Jeanty if we can get that price to start to drift out a little bit. Like, give me Jeanty at 20 to 1. I would love to bet it. But at plus 425, nah, I'm good, especially when you look at his stats and he has 81 yards on 30 carries. Like, it's not like he's like ripping through these defenses. It's all just reputation and based on where he was drafted and his usage, which went down, by the way, week one to week two. Week one, he was on the field for 86% of snaps. Week two, 56%. Let's see what the truth is in week three and get a better understanding about how the Raiders are going to use Ashton Jeanty. So both of those guys, I would pass. I would also pass betting this market, but I do want to point this out. Emeka Abuka of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we talked about him in the last segment, dealing with this hip and groin injury. If he doesn't play, that would be a bummer, but like that's the kind of guy that I actually think should be the favorite right now, if not for the injury. He's already scored 3 touchdowns. Like, that's better than any other rookie like so far. Like Abuka, I think with his usage, that's the guy that is in line to win this award, barring Cam Ward turning things around and doing something. But Ward, his price hasn't drifted enough for me to want to be involved sitting there at plus 550. So no bet in the Oroy market. I think we're still just holding steady. Let's see how things play out. Don't need to chase the market. The winner will eventually show themselves at some point this season. Just hasn't happened 2 weeks into the campaign. How about Defensive Rookie of the Year? The favorite for D-Roy. New York Giants edge rusher, Abdul Carter, he's at 2-1. Now, in week one, only played 54% of the snaps. It's like, okay, you know, not great. Week two, 75% of the snaps. All right, that's in line with winning this award. So far this year, 4 tackles, he has half a sack. He's a really, really good player, which is why the price is short, even though the numbers aren't as gaudy. But a couple of guys who might be able to challenge Abdul Carter this season, Eagles linebacker Jahad Campbell. He's down to plus 750. This dude's awesome. 10 tackles so far this year. Not a gaudy number, but he plays so many snaps. And he's actually really well regarded. Like, people see it. Like, you see the football nerds and the junkies look at him and say, wow, look at that play. Look how he carries up the seam. And, like, look at this coverage. And look what he can do here. Played 97% of the snaps for the Eagles defense this past Sunday in their win over Kansas City. Like, Jahad Campbell is the kind of guy that can win this award. Hasn't done anything flashy from like sacks or forced fumbles or whatever, but like the amount of times he's out there on the field, those stats are likely coming sooner rather than later. Jahad Campbell at plus 750, maybe not a bet right now, but a guy that I think can legitimately challenge Abdul Carter. Another guy that could challenge Abdul Carter, and this is a guy that we talked about around the NFL draft because we figured he would play a lot. That's 49ers pass rusher Mykael Williams. He's 12-1. Last week, 68% of the snaps he played. Week one, he played in 75%, has 6 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. You're already starting to see some of the on-off splits in their run defense when he's on the field and when he's not on the field. They seem to be thrilled with Mykael Williams. I just wouldn't bet it yet until he starts getting sacks. But once he starts getting sacks, that 12-1 number is probably going to get down to 6-1, maybe even down to 5-1. So Defensive Rookie of the Year, as we said at the start of the season, it's an award that I don't really like to bet until after like a few weeks, because I want to get a better idea as to how much these guys are playing before we really dive in. Because like the Falcons guys, Walker and Pierce, yeah, everyone's excited about Sunday night. They also played in like 40% of the snaps. That's not ideal for winning this award. So D-Roy, let's be patient. We don't have to get too crazy. It's only week 3. And that wraps things up with Comeback Player of the Year, where the favorite right now is 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey. He's at plus 180 over at BetMGM. Now, McCaffrey so far this season, 124 rushing yards, 125 receiving yards, has a receiving touchdown. Pretty good stats, but you know, not like your typical Christian McCaffrey year, but a solid start to the year nonetheless. The guy that I think we really need to highlight in this Comeback Player of the Year discussion is Colts quarterback Daniel Jones, who's plus 700. The man can't win, guys. Like it would have been fun 2 years ago, but like how many times do we need to say it? The man cannot win. He was benched last year. That's why he didn't play in the final seven games. They benched him because they didn't want to have to pay out his injury guarantee for the instance that he might have gotten hurt. Like, that's why he didn't play in those seven games. It wasn't because of injury, wasn't because of some kind of other medical hardship. He was benched. You can't come back from benchings anymore. That's not a thing. They changed the rules. So please, save yourself some money, save yourself some time. Do not bet Colts quarterback Daniel Jones to win 2025 Comeback Player of the Year. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.